On today's Hot Pipes, I'm featuring the music of 1944. So please come with me, Steve Ashley, for memories of a very musical year. The year 1944 saw the beginning of the end of World War II, with the D-Day invasion of Normandy, France. Tin Pan Alley continued to produce an amazing supply of uplifting hits, but paradoxically, most of the US number ones that year were composed in other years. But even back then, it wasn't necessarily the quality of the song that determined its success. You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You was co-composed by Russ Morgan and recorded by his band, but somehow it failed to make the US top 10. Dick Schrom and the Seattle Paramount Wurlitzer with You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, recorded in 1966. If it's one thing the Americans know how to play, it's swing. Great toe-tapping music. Now, does anybody still do that? I know I do. The late Tony Wilson recorded very little in his lifetime. From his one and only LP that featured the Wurlitzer in the Organ Loft Salt Lake City comes this great 1944 ballad, composed by Carl Soustoff, Moonlight in Vermont.
Thank you.
The fabulous sound of the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer in the hands of its one-time house organist Everett Norse in 1963. The music was called Evelina, and it was composed by E.Y. Harburg and Harold Arlen for the 1944 show Bloomer Girl, which opened at the Schubert Theatre on Broadway, with Celeste Holm playing the part of Evelina. Although the show ran for a very successful 647 performances, it is seldom revived. Over to the Wurlitzer of the Odeon, formerly Paramount Theatre Leeds, for a track from Arnold Loxham, recorded in 1974. Twilight Time was co-composed by Buck Ram, what a name, Morty Nevins, Al Nevins and Artie Dunn, otherwise known as the artist behind The Three Sons, one of the most successful instrumental groups of the 40s and 50s. Twilight Time, Arnold Loxham and the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer. The Andrews Sisters sold between 75 and 100 million records from some 600 tunes, with 113 charting on Billboard. Cuba Libre, better known as Rum and Coca-Cola, although composed in 1944, became a number one hit for the Sisters in 1945, just one of five top 10 songs that year. Bill Vlasic captured the joy of the music on this 1990 track, recorded on the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer. So far on today's Hot Pipes, I've had nothing from a Hollywood musical, so here's a song that was composed by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin for Judy Garland's Meet Me in St. Louis, just one of the four featured that survived the march of time and changing tastes. I have some 31 versions in my audio library, and one of the best is from John Seng and the Wurlitzer of the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois, taped during one of John's rehearsal sessions in 1965. Here's The Boy Next Door. Thank you. Cole Porter had a low period in his career between 1940 and 1948, with stage shows that were only moderately successful and which yielded no enduring standards. But the title music for Bing Crosby's 1944 film Don't Fence Me In was composed by Porter, and it has enjoyed some success since. Here's Stan Kahn on the Wurlitzer of the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse and Ralph Wolf on grand piano with that title music. The late Stan Kahn and Ralph Wolf duetting on Don't Fence Me In from a CD that I co-produced in 1996. My last track today, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time, comes from an Abbott and Costello film, In Society, released in 1944, which was recorded by many of the bands of the day, including Vaughan Monroe, Les Brown and Johnny Long. And I even have a recording by Billy Thorburn's The Organ, The Dance Band and me. But I've selected Chris McPhee's version, taped during a 2004 concert on the Wurlitzer of the Karrinyup Community Centre in Perth, Western Australia, and released on his Strawberry Wine and Citron Tart CD that same year. Thank you. There's so much more great music from 1944 that I could play, but 8 tracks in a half hour is about as good as the time allows. I hope that you've enjoyed my tribute to 1944 and that you'll join me again at the same time next week for a trip back to 1945. So, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes. Have a great week and stay organised.